Breaking Soul Ties with Shaladio. On this broadcast, Shaladio teaches God's word on soul ties and other relationship issues affecting the believer. Listen and be blessed.
Hi there, welcome to the program. My name is Shola Adio. Welcome to episode 36 of our series on how to believe God for a spouse. In this series, I am sharing fundamental spiritual principles that will help single men and women to believe God for a spouse and to also find their spouse. I will be sharing core principles of confessions, faith, hope, the seed principle, prayer, discernment, and so on. This series applies to both men and women. I want to share this prayer with you before we start. Please make this a daily prayer. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 to 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, shall give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that by your Spirit you will cause the eyes of our understanding to be opened to behold the wondrous things out of thy law today, in the name of Jesus, and that light will shine upon everyone's path today that will show them exactly what to do, in the name of Jesus, to walk into the fulfillment of that which they have desired of you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I'm going to continue to share on how to deal with difficult situations that have lingered for so long in our lives using God's word. And I started this journey last week, this journey last week on how to deal with these sort of situations. And we started reading from Romans chapter 10, verses 6 to 9. So I'll just read through again and then we'll continue with our lessons. Romans 10, I'll read from verse 6. It says, "But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead." So we see here that our situations will not warrant Jesus Christ having to come down personally to attend to them, because he has already done everything that should be done about our situations. The Bible says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And Jesus is the apostle and the high priest of our confessions. He sits at the right hand of the Father and he is busy there administering our confessions. Apostle means he has been sent. High priest means he is ministering on our behalf. So he is ministering the words that we speak on our behalf in heaven and causing there to be a manifestation of that which we speak. Then if you go on to verse 8, it says, "But what saith he?" The how is the righteousness of faith expected to behave? The Bible goes on to say, "The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Now, many years ago when I began to learn about faith, you know, the God kind of faith, there were two things that came out very strongly to me, which was that God's word has to be in two places, has to be found in two places in your life. It has to be found in your heart and it has to be found in your mouth. And that is how we're going to get a manifestation of God's word that we speak through our lips. So there was that thing that, okay, if you are saying something, you must say it because you believe it in your heart. In fact, the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So which means that what is going to register in the spirit realm is what you are saying that is coming from your heart. It means that you are saying what you believe in your heart. So if you don't believe something, then saying it might not do you a lot of good. So I learned that in my early days of Christianity, that if you are saying something, it must be something that you believe, and that if you are saying what you don't believe, that it doesn't register. That was what I was taught in my early days of Christianity. But then I began to get this new twist here, because the question is now, okay, I don't believe this thing, or more like I don't have enough of it in my heart. And then this is what I desire. I can see it from God's word. So is it that until I fully believe it, I must not actually say it with my mouth? Is it that I must wait till the day that I fully believe that I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus before I actually open my mouth to say it for the first time? So that question used to ring in my heart, but this scripture nails it for me. It says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee. So it means that the word that is going to put you over this circumstance and situation is nigh thee. Nigh means it is very close to you. It is closer than what you think. That word is on the inside of you. It is closer to you than what you think. It's closer to the thought that you have of Jesus traveling all the way from heaven into your bedroom to come and touch you. That it is closer than what you think. It says the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So we see here that God's word, first of all, must find a home in your mouth, and then it will find a home in your heart. It means that I want to believe God for something now, or I want to believe God for a change in my life in one particular area, and I discover what the will of God is for that thing, you know, what the Bible says about it. The first assignment is to get that word in my mouth, first of all. Get myself saying it. And then as I say it, it will also find itself into my heart. And then that is when it becomes the word of faith. Because the word of faith simply means that when I confess it with my mouth and believe it in my heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So you see here now that the journey actually starts with the mouth, and then it goes into the heart, and then it comes out again from the heart through your mouth, and then great things are happening out there. So we see where the journey starts. So look for God's word concerning that area of your life. Maybe concerning the area of healing, concerning the area of prosperity, concerning the area of believing God for a spouse. So just get the scriptures, get the will of God concerning that area, and begin to put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth, and as you put it in your mouth, it will find its way into your heart. And when it gets into your heart in abundance, and continue to say it, as you continue to declare it, you then discover that you are saying it with persuasion this time around. You are saying it with confidence. You are saying it with assurance. You are saying it because you know that 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 this thing is real and is definitely going to happen for you because of the integrity that God has attached to his word. Now, I'll read that verse again. It says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So it is very important that you first of all put that word on your mouth, put it on your lips. And as you put it on your lips, it will eventually find its way into your heart. Romans 10:17 says that, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as you speak that word repeatedly and continuously, faith will be born inside your heart as you hear, because as you say it, you are hearing, you can only hear yourself. But after some time, you will begin to hear the voice of the Lord. You begin to hear God's voice speaking to you directly from the words that you are speaking. And then that faith that is born, when you speak according to that faith will then go out into manifestation on the earth and cause a deliverance. delivery of that which you have believed God for. That's when he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now let's travel on to read more scriptures. Now verses 10 and 11, it says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we see here the connection again between your heart and your mouth. And you see what is happening today is that a lot of believers are saying something with their mouth but believing something else with their hearts. And you see when that happens, when you are in that zone of manifestation where you are saying something and believing something else, when the pressure mounts against you, it is what is in your heart in abundance that will come out through your lips. So that's why it's very important that you take time off to speak God's word repeatedly to yourself and to your own hearing, to a point where your heart will absorb the reality and the truth and the assurance of that which you are saying, so that when the pressure mounts, it is that which is on the inside of you that will find expression through your lips. So it is very important. And then verse 11 says, for the scripture saith that whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So we see the sequence now: in thine mouth and even in thy heart. So we see that for you to get into the flow of God's manifestation, God's word must be abundant in your mouth and then in your heart. And you see, the way to get God's word into your heart is to first of all put it on your mouth. So it is very important that when you go to church, you listen to a message, a very powerful teaching or a very powerful message, get the scriptures, get the revelations that you learned from that message and take them back home and begin to declare them repeatedly over your life. Say them repeatedly over and over and over and over again until you develop faith and assurance in that revelation, to a point where when you now speak it out, you're speaking it with assurance, you're speaking it with faith, and then you can see great things happen in your outward life. I'll catch you guys again after the break. Bye.
Welcome back to the second part of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. Listen and be blessed.
Welcome back. So, where did we stop? In your mouth and in your heart. So, the way to get God's word into your heart is to first of all put it in your mouth. Now, how do you put God's word in your mouth? Let me give you an example. For instance, now the Bible says that no plague shall come near, no evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come near my dwelling place. Now, that is the way I say it to myself, that no evil shall befall me and no plague shall come near my dwelling place, or no weapon that is formed against me shall ever prosper. So now those are scriptures from Isaiah chapter 54 that I've, you know, like paraphrased into my own confessions, and Psalm 91. Now, what I do with those scriptures is that on a daily basis, as often as I can, I declare to myself, I said, no evil shall befall me and no plague shall come near my dwelling place. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. In my pathway is life and there is no death. So I continually speak those words over my life, over my activities on a daily basis. So as I am speaking those words, what is happening is that gradually those words are taking root deep down in my heart. And as I'm speaking those words, what it then means is that those words are beginning to renew my mind and begin to replace the thoughts of fear, the thoughts of oppression with thoughts of God's divine protection. So you see, when you are doing this and you are speaking those words, what is happening is that you are decreeing what God has said. You are decreeing what God has said, and then what God has said gets established unto you. Now, how does it get established unto you? It gets established as those words get written on the tables of your heart, and light and direction will begin to shine upon your heart. Let me explain what I mean by that. You see, as you begin to speak those words into manifestation, and as in you're speaking those words repeatedly, those words from God, those words of revelation, like, okay, no plague shall come near my dwelling place, no evil shall befall me, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, in my pathway is life and there is no death. Now, as you are speaking those words, what would then happen is that those words will then get written on the tables of your heart as you speak them repeatedly. Nothing is going on the outside, but on the inside, those words are getting inscribed on the tables of your heart. And let me give you the scriptures for that. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 to 21. It says, therefore shall you lay up these words, these my words, in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gate. So you see the instructions that God was giving the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 to 20. He says that they will write those words upon the doorpost of their houses and their gates. Their house is a type of their heart, and their gate is a type of their mouth, because the gate is the point at which things go back and forth. I mean, things go into your body through your mouth, and come also things come out through your mouth. So that is the gate. That is the spiritual gate of your life. So, and then verse 21 says that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. So we see here, what is the instruction? The instruction is that you must lay up the words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them up for a sign upon your hand. So you see that if you really want manifestations from God, you need to embark on this personal assignment. It's a personal assignment. You don't have to do it when everybody's looking at you. It is private. It is very private. I have words that I declare in private that I cannot declare in the open. You see, so you need to have your own spiritual secret, private spiritual life where you have words about your future that you are declaring in private. You are drilling those words into your heart in private. You don't have to say them on social media. You don't have to share them with your friends so that they don't mock you. This is private. You begin to say those words to yourself in private. You could even have like goals and dreams. You don't have to declare your goals and dreams in the public. You begin to say them in private. You begin to say them to yourself repeatedly. And as you lay up those words in your heart by speaking them repeatedly, the Bible says your days may be multiplied, and that the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. So we see here that there is a connection between the words that you speak and what your heart believes. So that's why it is important that you do not, you do not leave your ears lying around with people who say the wrong things, or with people who say things that are contrary to your belief system. So that's why, I mean, it's not just ordinary, for you to be reading stuff that is injurious to spiritual life, or for you to be following people who are tweeting stuff that is directly opposite to your belief system. It is not ordinary. It is real. Because the more you take those things in, the more your heart will find, the more your heart will attach to those things, and the more your heart will produce those manifestations in your outward life. That's why it is very important that you do not, I mean, stuff like porn, for instance, you don't expose yourself to it, because what will happen is that your heart will reproduce what you are seeing, what you are hearing, and cause those things to happen. I mean, haven't you heard of stuff like maybe when you start dating somebody now, for instance, that they say that the things that the words, the kind of words and the slangs that the other person is using, you too will begin to use them. You know why? Because you hear them more often than anyone else. And before you know what's happening, you begin to buy into the habits that that other person has. So that's why it is very important that you pay close attention to the things that go into your heart through your ears and through your eyes. Very important. Because as you continually watch those things, and as you continually hear those things, your heart will become rooted in those things. And when you are put under pressure, what is in your heart is what is going to come out. Because the Bible says that out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. So it is what you have put into your heart in abundance that will come out. So if you have put unbelief into your heart in abundance, that is exactly what is coming out. If you keep saying that all men are bad or all men are cheats, that is exactly what is coming out, and that was what's exactly going to come out from your heart through your mouth. And that is what is going to get into manifestation. Because Jesus said that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. So it means that if you believe that the things that you are saying will come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you sayeth. So if you believe that all men are cheats, and you believe that those things that you are saying will come to pass, then definitely you are going to have a cheat as a husband, because you have said it, you believe that is what is going to happen, and Jesus said, you shall have what you say. Not just anything, you have what you say. And why do you have what you say? Because you believe that those things which you are saying shall come to pass. I mean, I saw something today, you know, on social media. I mean, I didn't reply to it, but I took note of it. One lady said that that she's never wrong. That anytime she has a dream, that her boyfriend is a cheat, then it turns out to be a cheat. Now, you see, that may sound spiritual to you, but I tell you, there is a lot of spiritual folly embedded in that statement, and I'll explain it to you. Now, Jesus said that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. You see, that is the real crux of the matter. What at that point where you believe that the things you are saying will come to pass is where you have crossed the boundary. Now, what are you saying today that you believe will come to pass? That is what your future is made up of. So if you believe that every time you have a dream, that dream will come to pass, you know what Satan will do? Satan will always insert a bad dream. And once you get a bad dream, what you will do is now you will now open your mouth and verbalize that dream. And because you believe that what you say will come to pass, then whatever you saw in that dream will eventually happen. You understand what I'm saying? So it means that even you might think that is ordinary, that, oh, okay, a boyfriend cheated. So let me give you an example. What if the same lady saw a dream? What if the same lady saw a dream? What's she going to do? Because she believes that all dreams come to pass. She will then open her mouth to say it, that she has dreamt it, is going to happen, and then she will be exposing herself to danger in the spirit realm. So that's why it is very important that whatever you say with persuasion, you must pay very close attention to it and make sure it is not the wrong thing that you are saying with full persuasion. So that's why it's very important that whatever you're saying, pay close attention to it. Make sure that it is what is in line with God's word. It is what you really want as a desire, and then you keep saying it, and then you believe it, and then it happens according to how you have said it, in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll continue from here next week, and I believe you've been blessed today. All right then, see you guys again next week. Bye. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. To learn more about Soul Ties on Twitter, please follow our Shola Adio and our Soul Ties tweets. You can also visit www.breakingsoulties.com to read up on Soul Ties. To contact Shola Adio, please send an email to breakingsoulties@charisministries.org. That is K-A-R-I-S. ministries.org. You can also chat with him on BBM by using the following pin: 52C7F3CD. I repeat, 52C7F3CD. We have come to the end of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. See you again same time next week. Jesus is Lord.